Welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving into Topic 1.5, Understanding External Influences on Business. This is one of the most important topics in the whole specification because it shows examiners that you understand the world businesses actually operate in. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Here's the big idea. Businesses don't exist in a bubble. Every single day, forces completely outside their control are shaping what they can do, how much they can charge, who they can hire, and how much profit they can make. Your job in the exam is to show you understand those forces and, crucially, how businesses respond to them. There are four main areas we're covering today: stakeholders, technology, legislation, and the economic environment. Let's take them one by one. Section 1, stakeholders. A stakeholder is any individual or group with an interest in the activities of a business. Now, this is a definition you absolutely must know word for word. Examiners award marks for precise definitions, so practice saying it out loud until it's automatic. The key stakeholders you need to know are shareholders, employees, customers, suppliers, managers, lenders, like banks, the government, and the local community. Here's where it gets interesting and where many candidates lose marks. Different stakeholders want different things, and those wants often conflict. Let me give you a brilliant example. Shareholders want maximum profit and high dividends. To achieve that, a business might want to cut costs, perhaps by reducing staff pay or making redundancies, but employees want job security and fair wages. So there's a direct conflict. The business has to manage that tension carefully. Another classic conflict: customers want low prices and high quality, but shareholders want high profit margins. You can't always have both. A business selling premium products might keep prices high to protect profit, even if some customers walk away. In the exam, when you see a question about stakeholder conflict, always name the specific stakeholders, state what each one wants, and explain why those objectives clash. That's how you access the higher mark levels. A quick memory hook for the main stakeholders. Think of the phrase, shareholders eat cake, so give me large portions. That gives you shareholders, employees, customers, suppliers, government, managers, lenders, and the public or local community. Not perfect, but it gets you there. Section 2, technology. Technology is transforming how businesses operate, and examiners love questions about it because it links to so many other topics: the marketing mix, costs, productivity, and customer relationships. Think about e-commerce first. Online selling has dramatically expanded the market available to businesses. A small bakery in Manchester can now sell to customers in Edinburgh or even internationally. This increases revenue potential massively, but it also increases competition. That same bakery now competes with every other online food retailer. Social media marketing has changed promotion entirely. Platforms like Instagram and TikTok allow businesses to reach millions of potential customers at very low cost compared to traditional advertising like TV or print. This is especially powerful for small businesses with limited budgets. Technology also impacts costs. Automation, using machines or software to do tasks previously done by humans, can dramatically reduce labor costs. Think of self-checkout machines in supermarkets or robots on a car assembly line. In the short term, automation requires significant investment, but in the long term, it reduces wage bills and can improve consistency and quality. For the marketing mix, technology affects all 4Ps: product. Digital products like apps and streaming services didn't exist 20 years ago. Price. Dynamic pricing algorithms allow airlines and hotels to change prices in real time based on demand. Place. Online distribution channels mean businesses don't need physical shops. Promotion. Targeted digital advertising means businesses can reach very specific customer segments. A common exam mistake here is being too vague. Don't just say, technology helps businesses. Say, the introduction of e-commerce platforms has allowed businesses to reduce their reliance on physical retail premises, lowering fixed costs such as rent and rates, which can improve profit margins. That's the kind of developed point that earns marks. Section 3, legislation. Legislation means laws passed by the government that businesses must comply with. There are two main categories you need to know: consumer legislation and employment legislation. Consumer legislation protects buyers. The key law here is the Consumer Rights Act 2015, which gives customers the right to goods that are of satisfactory quality, fit for purpose, and as described. If a product doesn't meet these standards, customers are entitled to a refund, repair, or replacement. For businesses, this means they must ensure quality control processes are in place, which adds to costs. Employment legislation protects workers. Key examples include the national minimum wage, which sets a legal floor on hourly pay. As of 2024, this is £11.44 per hour for workers aged 21 and over. There's also the Equality Act 2010, which prevents discrimination on the basis of age, gender, race, disability, and other protected characteristics. And the Health and Safety at Work Act 1974 requires employers to provide a safe working environment. Here's the critical exam point that many candidates miss. Legislation has two sides. There are costs of compliance. Businesses must spend money on training, equipment, legal advice, and administration to meet legal requirements. But there are also consequences of non-compliance, fines, legal action, reputational damage, and in serious cases, closure. Examiners specifically want you to discuss both sides. Let me give you a worked example. If the government raises the national minimum wage, a small cafe employing 10 part-time staff might face significantly higher wage costs. They have several options: raise prices to pass the cost on to customers, reduce staff hours, invest in automation like self-service ordering systems, or absorb the cost and accept lower profit margins. A strong exam answer would identify the impact and then analyze the business's possible responses. Section 4, the economic environment. This is the section that trips up the most candidates because the economic factors can seem abstract. Let's make them concrete. Inflation is a general rise in prices across the economy. For businesses, inflation means their costs, raw materials, energy, wages, all increase. If a business can't raise its prices to match, profit margins are squeezed. But raising prices risks losing customers to cheaper competitors. Interest rates are set by the Bank of England and affect the cost of borrowing money. When interest rates rise, businesses with loans face higher repayment costs. This can reduce investment in new equipment or expansion. Consumers also borrow less for mortgages, car finance, credit cards, so they have less money to spend, which reduces demand for goods and services. Unemployment affects businesses in two ways. High unemployment means consumers have less income, so spending falls and demand drops. But it also means there's a larger pool of workers available, which can keep wages lower. Good for businesses' cost base. Exchange rates affect businesses that trade internationally. If the pound weakens against the dollar or euro, British exports become cheaper for foreign buyers, which can boost sales abroad. But imports become more expensive, so businesses that rely on imported raw materials face higher costs. Taxation affects both businesses and consumers. Higher corporation tax reduces business profits directly. Higher income tax or VAT reduces consumers' disposable income, which can reduce spending on non-essential goods. The golden rule for economic factors in the exam: always apply the factor to the specific business in the question. If the source booklet shows a small UK cafe, don't talk about exchange rates affecting exports. It's not relevant. Think about what actually matters for that business. Now let's talk exam technique and common mistakes. The number one mistake is failing to link external factors to specific business decisions. Examiners don't want a list of factors. They want analysis. Use connective language. This means that, as a result, this could lead to, therefore the business might. Every point should flow into a consequence. The second big mistake is confusing stakeholder objectives. Shareholders are not the same as managers. Shareholders own the business and want profit. Managers run the business day to day and might prioritize growth, job security, or their own bonuses. These can conflict. A manager might want to expand into new markets, which is risky and reduces short-term profit, while shareholders prefer steady dividends. Third mistake, generalizing economic impacts. Inflation is bad for businesses is not enough. You need to say, rising inflation increases the cost of raw materials for a manufacturer, which squeezes profit margins unless the business can pass these costs on to customers through higher prices, which risks losing price-sensitive customers. Fourth mistake, ignoring the costs of legislation. Students often say legislation protects workers and stop there. You must also discuss the cost burden on businesses, especially small businesses with limited resources. For command words, state, or identify, just give the answer one or two words, no explanation needed. Describe, give two developed features with supporting detail. Explain, use the Peel structure, point, evidence, explanation, link. Analyze, explore causes and consequences in depth. Evaluate or justify, make a judgment, weigh up both sides, reach a conclusion. Time management, allow roughly 1 minute per mark. A 6-mark question should take about 6 minutes. A 12-mark question needs 12 minutes, including a minute of planning. Always plan before you write for longer questions. Now for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask 5 questions, pause the podcast, and try to answer each one before I give the answer. Question 1. Name 4 stakeholders of a business. Pause now. Answer. Any 4 from shareholders, employees, customers, suppliers, managers, government, lenders, local community. Question 2. What does the Consumer Rights Act 2015 entitle customers to? Pause now. Answer. Goods that are of satisfactory quality, fit for purpose, and as described, with the right to a refund, repair, or replacement. Question 3. How does a rise in interest rates affect a business with a loan? Pause now. Answer. The cost of loan repayments increases, reducing profit and potentially reducing investment. Question 4. What is the difference between a cost of compliance and a consequence of non-compliance with legislation? Pause now. Answer. Cost of compliance is the money spent to meet legal requirements, training, equipment, admin. Consequence of non-compliance is the penalty for breaking the law, fines, legal action, reputational damage. Question 5. If the pound weakens against the euro, what happens to the cost of imported raw materials for a UK manufacturer? Pause now. Answer. Imported raw materials become more expensive, increasing production costs. Let's wrap up with a quick summary. Topic 1.5 is all about the external world that businesses must navigate. Remember these 4 pillars. Stakeholders, know who they are, what they want, and how their objectives conflict. Technology, understand how it affects costs, sales, and the marketing mix. Legislation, always discuss both the cost of compliance and the consequences of non-compliance. The economic environment, apply factors like inflation, interest rates, unemployment, exchange rates, and taxation to specific business contexts. Use the mnemonic STLE to remember the 4 areas: stakeholders, technology, legislation, economics. In the exam, always use the source booklet to contextualize your answers. Examiners reward candidates who apply their knowledge to the specific business scenario provided, rather than writing generic textbook answers. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn comes from making a clear, well-evidenced point and linking it to a consequence. Good luck!